Agricultural programs are made possible by Risk Management Commodities Incorporated in Lafayette, Indiana, Chalmers, Indiana, and Hudsonville, Illinois. Risk Management Commodities focuses on managing risk in today's complex and sophisticated commodities market. 866-837-9027.
Good Tuesday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the opening commodity market report. Brazilian crop agency CONAB today raised its estimates for the country's soy and corn harvests for the 2013-14 growing season. Brazil's farms will produce 86.1 million metric tons of soy in the current 13-14 year. That compares with the agency's forecast in August of 85.7 million tons. Brazilian farmers will grow 79.9 million tons of corn in the 13-14 season. CONAB forecast a corn crop of 78.6 million tons in August. Yesterday afternoon, after the closing bell, NAS released its latest crop progress report for the week ending September the 7th. The numbers look like this. 69% of the corn crop is dented versus 53% last week, and the five-year rolling average of 74%. 15% is rated mature versus 8% last week, and the five-year rolling average of 26%. Corn conditions, good to excellent, 74%, unchanged from a week ago. Fair, 19%, poor, 5%, very poor, 2%. Soybeans dropping leaves, 12% versus 5% last week, and the five-year rolling average of 17%. Soybean conditions, 72% good to excellent, unchanged from a week ago. Fair, 22%, poor, 5%, and very poor, 1%. This morning, private exporters reported to USDA export sales of 120,000 metric tons of soybeans for delivery to unknown destinations, that during the 14-15 marketing year. McDonald's Corporation said its global sales fell 3.7% in August. In the Asia, Pacific, Middle East, and Africa region, sales at existing locations slid 14.5% last month. McDonald's is seeking to restore customer trust in China, where it has more than 2,000 stores, following problems that began late July with meat supplier Shanghai Husai Food Company, owned by U.S.-based OSI Group out of Aurora, Illinois. That company was accused of intentionally selling expired meat to restaurant companies after a TV station ran a report alleging the practices. In the U.S., sales slid 2.8% last month. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is trading at 17,045, down 55 points. The NASDAQ is 4,084, down almost 9. The S&P 500 is trading at 1,994, down 5.75 points. Joining us now with a look at agricultural weather is World Weather Incorporated meteorologist Drew Lerner. Good morning, Drew.
Good morning, Dave. We had some more rain occur overnight. Last night in portions of Iowa and extended into portions of Illinois, central Illinois, in the overnight hours. And the majority of this precipitation this morning is focused on some areas scattered across parts of central Illinois and a few easternmost sections of Iowa. We have a lot of warmth out there, a beautiful full moon for those areas that were cloud-free last night, but the temperatures were still very balmy for this time of the year, with 60s and lower 70s reported at the top of this hour in many areas. But you don't have to look too far to the northwest to see autumn-like weather occurring. The northwestern portions of the Corn Belt this morning are reporting some temperatures in the 40s and 50s. Some brisk north to northeasterly winds occurring across some of that region, and that is just the beginning of a couple of days' worth of rather crummy weather, to put it bluntly. we expect to see some drizzle and scattered showers working their way into the northwestern portions of the Corn Belt as we go through the day today, and temperatures will be tumbling, but they'll be doing so rather gradually. Eventually, we'll see that cold air spreading through a big part of the Midwest, but the heart of us, heart of the Midwestern crop areas, are going to see some very good weather today with afternoon temperatures holding up fairly high in the range of mostly 70s and 80s. So we won't see any autumn-like weather down in this part of the country. We'll expect the warm weather to continue tomorrow, although the northwestern one-fourth of the Corn Belt will see temperatures only in the 50s tomorrow afternoon, and we'll expect that colder air to gradually work its way further to the east, but it will take until probably sometime Saturday, well, maybe Friday, we'll say, for the temperatures to become notably cool across the eastern Midwest. We'll see readings at that time in the 60s and perhaps some 70s as well. The forecast low temperatures will not be threatening for the majority of the Midwest. There's a lot of concern, though, about the northwestern areas. Those areas up there will see some frost and some light freezes, perhaps, as we move into the Friday and Saturday time period. The official forecast right now suggests lows of 32 to 38 degrees will occur in the eastern Dakotas, Minnesota, and maybe a few northwestern Iowa locations, but very few areas will fall below freezing in a dramatic way. There could be a couple of pockets that surprise us a little bit, but I think for the most part, we will get away from any kind of serious damage that would cause production losses. With that said, some of the leaf mass damage that occurs in the upper Midwest on Saturday morning might be significant enough to cause some quality declines in the crop when we get to the point of harvesting that crop. Precipitation is going to be rather significant over the next couple of days ahead of that cold surge coming through, so it's not going to be a good harvest period. We are expecting the greatest rains to fall mostly from portions of eastern Nebraska into a fair amount of Iowa and parts of northern Missouri, perhaps, and northern and west-central parts of Illinois on over to Michigan. This will occur later today and into the night tonight and ending tomorrow in the western Corn Belt and prevailing in the eastern Belt probably tomorrow into Thursday. We expect some 1 to 3 inch rains to occur from eastern Nebraska into portions of southern Minnesota and probably some 0.5 to 1.5 inch amounts in other areas. Further to the southeast, though, near the Ohio River, totals will probably run mostly 1/4 to 3/4 of an inch, with 1 or 2 spots maybe getting up around an inch of rain. Once we're done with this event, though, it should be dry for a while. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Support for agricultural weather comes from Busey. Busey and its associates remain committed to lending a helping hand, with contributions of more than $1 million and countless volunteer hours each year to better the communities where we live and work. Busey, your dream, our promise.
Let's see how futures are currently trading. Hard red winter September wheat is 625. Well, no, that one, it doesn't have a bid, actually. Go out to the December, though, it's 623 3/4, now 24, down 5. Soft September wheat, 528.5, down 5. December, 527, down 6.5. September corn, 335.25, down 4. December, 344.5, down 3.75. September soybeans, 1078, down 3.75. November, $10.25, now a half, down 8. Although it's traded below $10 today. July, 1026, down 7.25. September soybean meal, 457, up $10.80. September soybean oil, 31.82, is down 21. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Pete Manhart of Bates Commodities, and he is in Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Pete.
Good morning.
Seems like it just may be a matter of time now, Pete, that November $10 soybeans will be in the rearview mirror?
Well, we went under them today, and we've come back to them. But, it's yields are being that are being recorded in the deep south and then into southern Illinois are being huge, and that's just what it is. It's that plus, just that expectation of the how big they're going to be everywhere, helping push everything lower.
Yeah, and corn made a new low for its move, too, today, right?
Yeah, we hit 43. That was a new low by a little over a penny. And again, there's people talking 308, have been for a month, just on huge yields there. And those coming in where they've been harvested, we've got a lot of huge yields from places that, you know, they're 20 to 80 bushel above normal.
Chances that Thursday's USDA reports could pour additional gas on the bearish argument?
They usually don't change very much at a time. I think that they will change a little bit, higher yields, but I think they'll be higher down the road when they actually have a lot of harvest data. I don't think they will be that bearish this time. In fact, if they're not bearish enough, we might bounce a little before going back down.
And chances that we might see weather premium added into the market at the end of the week?
That could easily happen also.
Thank you, Pete.
Thanks, bye.
Pete Manhart of Bates Commodities, and he is in Normal, Illinois. Current tick in the marketplace, September corn, 335 and one quarter down four. December, 344 and a quarter down four. July, 372 and three quarters down four. September soybeans, 1087 down three and three quarters. November, 998 and three quarters down nine and three quarters. July, 1025 and a half down seven and three quarters. September soybean meal, 460.30 up $14.10. September soybean oil, 31.82 down 21 cents. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM, HD3 Urbana. It's now 9:01 Central Time.